The 4-3 school board vote to end the Test to Stay program came after Superintendent Melissa Johnson said the school district's recent move to a mask optional policy made contact tracing impractical.
I just think that because we took the basically our only mitigation away, which was masking, it doesn't really make, and I'm not trying to be rude, I'm just saying, like, because it's not an underhanded comment, I'm just saying that it would put way too much stress on our staff.
The Test to Stay program, which was based on guidelines laid out by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, allowed unvaccinated students identified as close contacts to bypass quarantines by testing repeatedly. Parents complained at Wednesday's meeting that the program in practice kept students out of classes unnecessarily. School board members Paul Robbins Jr., Bridget Mattson, Diane Gubitayo, and Nicole Anderson voted to end the testing of students without COVID-19 symptoms. Robbins, who put forth the proposal, argued it was time to learn to live with COVID-19 as a part of everyday life.
It needs to be treated like the remaining sicknesses that we treat them. If you're sick, you go home. If you're not sick, you don't.
Other testing programs, including on-demand testing for people with symptoms and the regular testing of athletes, are unaffected by the school board's decision. With the school district's most broad-based COVID-19 testing program repealed, the school district said Thursday that students and staff would be expected to self-report if they test positive for COVID-19. And instead of contact tracing, the district says it will offer emails to notify classmates and teachers of exposure. Ketchikan's school board also separately rejected a proposal that would have allowed masks to be optional regardless of COVID-19 levels. Instead, the board voted unanimously to decouple the school's COVID-19 risk measures from district-wide case levels. The school board set the school district's risk level at moderate, the second lowest level on the district's four-tier COVID-19 mitigation plan. That means masks will stay optional in classrooms and common areas for now. Masks automatically became optional on February 21st after cases across the district fell below a key threshold. School board member Bridget Mattson says administrators should be able to bring back masks if there's a spike in cases in a particular school.
I think that we should leave that on the table. Should we go back to a situation where we have incredible spread within a school that we are trying to keep open and that we're trying to keep in person?
Masks will remain mandatory for fans at athletic events. School Board President Stephen Bradford expressed concerns that removing the mask mandate for spectators might jeopardize other Southeast Alaska schools' willingness to send teams to a regional basketball tournament next month in Ketchikan.
We've got 8 communities coming who, as it now stands, are expecting that the spectators in the crowd will all be masked. And I think it's a problem if we suddenly change that. And that would have a horrible economic impact on this community if those communities pulled out.
Public health authorities have offered qualified support for the relaxation in rules. In a statement, head Ketchikan Public Health Center nurse Jen Bergen says her office supports the board's decision if it feels it's in the best interest of the district. She added that public health urges a slow approach to ending mitigation efforts in line with the board's steps, but she expressed concerns that it may be difficult to stand up the Test to Stay program again if needed in the future. In other business, the board unanimously approved a 2-year contract with new superintendent Michael Robbins. He's set to begin work July 1st after obtaining a superintendent's endorsement on his state teaching license. His salary was set at $145,000 plus benefits. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.